Mexico is in the middle of a fight over its constitution. The legislative and executive branch are about to pass a popular constitutional reform that would remake the judiciary, the judges. Judges and civil servants are fighting back with street protests and by blocking access to Congress. At the center of this fight is a big question. What if, in a democracy, the majority is wrong? NPR's Ada Peralta reports.
Tens of thousands of law students and judicial workers take to the streets of Mexico City. The judiciary will not fall, they chant. On signs, they write, the judiciary is not a political pawn. Over the past year, outgoing President Andrés Manuel López Obrador sold the Mexican people on remaking the federal judiciary. They're corrupt, he said, so let's fix it with democracy. He proposed federal judges be elected instead of appointed, and when elections came around this June, the Mexican people handed him the supermajority needed to amend the Constitution. At the protest, law students argue the reform would end judicial independence.
La mayoría no tiene por qué imponerse.
There is no reason, one student shouts, the majority should have its way.
That is in the spirit of the Constitution.
That is Mónica Castillejos Aragón, who worked as a clerk in Mexico's Supreme Court. She says modern Mexican democracy never intended for the judiciary to be elected. In fact, Mexico used to elect its judges until the framers of the current constitution, which was passed in 1917, changed it. Elected judges led to corruption, so they reasoned that unlike the other two branches of government, the judiciary should be above politics.
The framers expressed the need to establish an independent judicial power with security of tenure.
Castillejos, who now teaches comparative law at UC Berkeley, says as Mexico started democratizing in the 90s, the country also began appointing judges the way the U.S. does. And in the early 2000s, nearly 80 years after it became independent on paper, the court finally began issuing landmark opinions.
For the very first time in history, the Mexican judges were able to interpret and expand the scope of the rights already recognized in the Mexican Constitution.
In the last few years, the court went further, striking down key policies of the president. This reform, says Castillejos, puts in danger all that hard-fought independence. Constitutional lawyer Juan Carlos González Cancino disagrees.
Cuando yo veo esta reforma,
this reform gives me hope.
González says the federal judiciary is corrupt. Big tax cases or business cases, he says, get decided with a phone call or a bag of money. In his mind, this is not about democracy. Instead, it's factions of the Mexican elite fighting for power and the money that power begets.
But that ends because this reform destroys that power structure.
In fact, he says, instead of protesting, the judiciary should be celebrating the part of the Constitution that gives a supermajority of Mexicans the right to change even the most cherished tenets of their Magna Carta.
La función del poder judicial tiene que ser.
The function of the judiciary should be to defend the popular will as manifested by the Constitution.
¡Viva México!
In the crowd at the protest, I spot Lorenzo Córdoba, who led Mexico's electoral commission for nearly a decade. This is odd, I tell him. Everyone here says they're defending democracy, but they do so by saying Congress should ignore the vote of most Mexicans.
Obviously, in a democracy, the majority has the right to rule, but they hasn't the right to decide anything. That's a lesson that comes from 150 years ago from Tocqueville.
Reflecting on American democracy, French philosopher Alexis de Tocqueville warned of the tyranny of the majority, where decisions could be justified by numbers and not, quote, by rightness or excellence.
Todos al Senado de la República!
The students tell everyone to head to the Senate. Look at this crowd, says Córdoba.
Our democracy is alive, despite a majority.
Ada Peralta, NPR News, Mexico City.